great one. You are so beautiful out there, and I love being with you. I'm back with Avengers. Did I not tell you I'm going to come back firing on our cylinders? I'm going to burn that gas from both ends. Here I am, Noel Michael Smith, the one and only Mr. Smith. And you're listening to the Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. I'm so happy and I'm ready to go. I'm here for you. Yeah? Am I here for you? Hey, listen, we're coming up to the festive season. It is the festive season. And looking up, all you beautiful people out there, I got to tell you this. Our children. Yeah. What? George Benson? Whitney Houston? I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Yeah, you know what? This episode of the Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. Did I mention that? That's where we are today. Yeah. Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. Just a happy soul. We love this podcast because everyone that starts listening is just as happy as I am, because we're a happy soul here. And I hope you are a happy soul too. But last week was worrying for me. Yeah. Do you know that I'm an actual employer and employee all at the same time? So for me, I see both ends of the spectrum. I could understand both scales where mindsets are coming from as far as employment and being an employee is concerned. And some of what I'm going to talk about, in fact, all of what I'm going to talk about is about that today. Yeah? Now, I have an issue with some children. Now, let's recap. I have an issue with the children's parents. Now, listen up. Last week, I had some parents bring their children to the class, and I never have a problem with that. Lord knows I've got my own children, but I'll come to that later on. When parents bring their children to my class, I'm puzzled. Do the parents believe that their children can participate in the class as the mother or the father's doing it? In fact, I got to say mothers, because very rarely in the whole time that I've been teaching, which is a whole lot of years, I've never seen a dad do this. It's always the mothers bringing the children to the class and the children acting up. Now, this acting up thing is such a recent thing. It didn't happen back in the past. I've got to act as the employer now. Yeah, so there's a lot of health and safety issues I've got to take into consideration when people bring their children to my class. For one, a child could be jumping up and down and they could be kicked, punched. I mean, who's liable for that, for instance? If the child hurts himself, is it me, the parent, the center? Who is actually going to take responsibility for that? I want to avoid those incidents. Now, I've had 3 people bring their children to my class last week, and it's worrying what I've seen. It's not because of the child. Children would do what they do. It's worrying because it's acceptancy of the parent. The parent is okay with a child jumping around in my class while they're working out. I don't understand that at all. I'm puzzled, and I want you to try and help me out and see if I'm wrong or right, or you could come back to me and let me know the situation here, whether I'm right or wrong. I want to tell you a story. A friend of mine told me this story, and I'm relaying it to you now because I found it quite interesting. A lot of people are going on about health and safety, gone crazy. A friend told me a story about he worked at a company, and the company occasionally allowed the parents to bring their children in to work. In fact, it wasn't really a policy. You can't really have a policy to that effect, but they turned a blind eye to it. Right? Someone's stuck with childcare and they need to bring their child into work, then that was fine. It was an IT company, so there weren't any dangerous machines around or apparatus that would injure the child. So, you know, you could understand that it was an open plan office and the child just sit there and do their puzzles and play their computer game or whatever while the mother or father is getting on with their work. However, this man told me this story, And here's how it goes. Child comes in with the mother. Mother puts child on spinning chairs. You know those chairs, those office chairs that you have that twirl around? They could go around in a 360 degree and they've got wheels on them as well. You could take your feet and push them from left to right, right to left, forward and back and so on. The mother put their child on one of these seats. The child's got their hand on the desk and swinging the chair around. It's swinging around and around and around. Momentum allowed the child to fall to the side and bang his head on the desk. Fell on the floor, blood all over the place. Who is liable for that? As I said to you earlier on, someone gets injured, there's an accident, and a policeman once said to me, there are never any accidents. And I'm growing to believe that right now. I do not know the financial or the legal implication of the situation, but I would say this, the company decided to lock that down. No mother or father can bring their child into the workplace at all. Now, that has been ruined by one person. And it ain't the child. Children are here to disrupt our lives. We are there to put order to that disruption. When the child was spinning around, where was the mother? And another thing, the mother saw fit to put the child on the chair. If you bring a child into the office, make sure you have something for the child to do. And I'll touch on this later on. But you cannot just bring a child into a workplace and expect the child to just sit there. Well, you know what? You can as well. You know? And at the end of the day, these parents bring their children in and they want their children to do X, Y, Z, i.e. not sit still, anything other than sitting still. But when something happens to the child, they're not going to want to take responsibility. They're going to blame someone else for their mishap. You know, I've been teaching since the 80s, and if you don't, you do now. In the 80s, I had lots of people bringing their children to my class, and they just used to sit in the corner and do their puzzle drawing, or in fact, some of them didn't have anything. They just sat in a corner and watched the class and learnt from the class. This is back in the 80s. There's one lady in particular who I teach a lot, and she's got two children, and yes, yeah, she did that. Her children came and they just sat there and behaved themselves. In fact, one of them became my black belt after all that. And she often says to me, I wouldn't dare move in your class. I said, why? Because of what I would say to you? And she said, no, because of what my mother would do to me. And I always laughed at that because that's pretty funny. And yeah, and that was the situation back then, mainly in the 80s and the early 90s. That's way parents were. And there's another lady that does my class. She still comes to my class on a Tuesday night. She's got a son and a daughter. And when at the time when she's come to my class, she just had the son. And again, he sat there and just behaved himself. There were so many people. You know, it wasn't like I was a babysitter and I had a hat full of women bringing their children to my class. But Lord knows that I have children myself. And I know how difficult it can be to get childcare. Also, you could expect your husband or your wife to turn up to come and take over the childcare, and that doesn't happen. Traffic, anything could get involved. And you have to bring the children with you if you want to work out really badly enough. Some may say, hey, well, if you want to go out and the childcare hasn't arrived, stay at home. But believe me, if you say that, you have not done my class. My class is very addictive. And people just want to do it hook or by crook. So they find a way. And yeah, their children are really important and dear to them also. But you can get two. Why not be a little greedy? You can do two things. The key here is if you've got to bring them to the class, which these people who do my class, no, I don't mind because I love children. But I cannot be distracted. When I have somebody bring a child to my class and they're moving around, here, there, and everywhere, I am distracted. I work with children of all ages, say from 4 upwards. So my receptors are homed in to see that movement. Some teachers may say, okay, they don't see the whole movement going on with the child. I do, and it's disruptive to me. Do you know, if I brought somebody to your place of work, my children will be sitting down, behaving themselves, regardless. Do you know why I get distracted so much? is because I'm so involved in my class. I am really homed in. I'm looking around and I'm there for the adults in my class, just for them to do the best they can possibly do. I'm teaching them stuff here. Not understand that? I'm teaching them to kick, punch, move, and I'm giving them a mental discipline as well. I find it difficult to do all that when I've got a distraction in the corner of my eye of this child moving around and thinking, well, is this child going to hurt themselves or what? And that is the issue here. I had a lady that came to my class and her children, she had brought two children. And I loved the lady. She's an amazing girl. And she supported my workout to no end. And I do adore her, really, really do. But I've got to question her mentality when her children came to my class and they were in and out of the room. And I do not want to be telling people this stuff. This stuff should be set in stone. They should know this already. There's a certain decor, you go to a restaurant, knife and fork down in front of your children with a plate of food. You know that they're going to eat with the knife and fork, right? You don't expect them to throw the knife and fork down on the floor and start in picking up the food with their hands. When they come to my class, why do you expect them to jump around in my class when the common thing for them would to be to just sit down still and look and learn or bring something for them to do? The class is only an hour. If a child can't sit still for an hour, we've got a problem here, would you not say? And then this was even more bizarre. I had another lady at my class a few days later and she came with her child. And her child was up and down. Sometimes she was on the floor. Now, hey, this is the interesting thing. At the end of the class, the lady and I were talking. I stooped down and said to her daughter, look, I love having you in the class, but you got to keep still when you're in the class. You got to sit down and look and take in all the stuff that your mother and I are doing and all the other people in the class. Go home and then do your own thing. When you're a little older, you come to me and you're all set to go. The mother turned around and said to me, oh, I was encouraging it. I said, what? She said, yeah, I was getting her to do some jump jacks and stuff that I was doing in the class. I said, you cannot do that. It's an adult class. There are no kids permitted in this class. And in fact, if you're going to do something like that, you need to ask me first. So you know where the kids are getting it from. The parents, you girls out there, you gentlemen out there, get it together. Yeah, I'm telling you, get it together. I have some kids that I teach and they're amazing children. You know, what I'm saying to you is that you've got to get a grip and have your children do the right thing. Because if you don't, you know what? They'll all go off and get an academic degree anyway. But the bottom line is, how do they get to it? Remember, it's a journey. The journey is your reward. If your journey is not that great, your reward is going to be even worse. Now, you may think I'm beating up on you, and I'm not. This thing could be turned around. I've seen it, and I would not believe that it could be done in quite spectacular form, as I'm about to tell you right now. There's a lady that did my class. She had a child. Naturally, we're talking about people with children. So yeah, of course she had a child. What am I talking about? Losing my mind, man. Anyway, yeah, her son came to my class in the very early days. And I said, this girl is struggling with parenthood because this boy is all over the place. And again, I was distracted. And I want to say to the girl, in fact, I did say to her, you got to think about bringing your boy to my class because it's not looking that great. He doesn't want to sit in his place and be orderly and all that. She didn't say much to me. The lady in question didn't say much to me. He stopped coming for a while, although she attended my class sporadically. But then she brought him back to the class. And after, during the period of us working out, this boy didn't move. He was really still. He was doing his thing, like drawing, colouring, but he was still. And I thought, hey, what's going on? Maybe he's had a good day. She did it again. Boom, still. Listen, let me tell you something. This girl found a way to make it work. Her boy is now the bum. He sits still throughout the hour. She does a workout class sometimes, and then she goes straight into authentic kickboxing, kung fu kickboxing. That's 2 hours. He sits there for 2 hours nonstop. And this boy is 3, I believe. So it could be for you. This whole thing could be what you could be doing. Find out what's making your child disruptive. Disruptive is harsh a word, too harsh. What's making your son wanting to jump around and run around in an adult's class? One of the ladies in crime who had her children running around in my class said to me, I've just picked them up from gymnastics. So not only are they running around and making a nuisance in my class, they already had their full belly of exercise. The gymnastics, I know gymnastics instructors. I know gymnastics clubs. I'm a good friend with one ran near me. These guys work their students hard. Sometimes too hard for my eyes. Yeah. Hey, if you have to bring your children to the class, I just want to point out a few things. Now, in order for them to sit still, and they should be sitting still, and I would prefer them to sit still in a class because you've got your eye on them, I've got my eye on them, rather than run up and down the corridor. That's another thing, is that I shouldn't really have children from my class running all over the place. You bring your child to my class, they've got to stay there where you can see them, where I can see them. Anyway, if you must bring your children to the class, what are some of the things you could do to prevent the whole hyper stuff going on? Right, I'm a churchgoer. Go to church. Because when you go to church, your kids sit down there for 1 to 2 hours and not move. And I've seen all the church little boys and girls do that. Another thing you could do is encourage them to read. Now, you may have children that are really good readers, but one of the things I used to do is just go get out of the house, get to somewhere that's not familiar to them. And I chose Starbucks. I've got Starbucks here in Reigate, and there's two levels to it. So we go upstairs, we get what we want, get our coffee, get our tea, get our drink, get our shake, whatever it may be, go upstairs, and we do have some serious reading time. And nothing is said during that unless she doesn't understand a word and wants to ask me what that word is. But primarily, they read and don't say a thing. That's the policy. Right, the next thing you could do is have quiet time at home. I have 10 minutes of quiet time. Nothing is said and we don't even listen to each other. My children sit on the sofa and they just, no TV, no iPod, no iPad, no books, no nothing. Just sit there. 10 minute timeout. Quiet time, we call it. Do you know you can actually bring a puzzle for them as well? They're good brain stimulators. Bring a board. Make sure your puzzles, all the pieces are on a board that you're going to bring with you. And if they get the whole puzzle, which they wouldn't, make it hard for them. So be a bit cruel and get an adult puzzle. That would throw them. And then once they've finished the puzzle, it's on the board. You just pick the board up and go with it, wherever you're going to go. No big deal. All good. But one thing you do know, the children were sitting there concentrating, doing their puzzle. And this is one of the things that I like to bring with my children. And everyone's children are different. I bring colouring and drawing stuff, and they could do that all day long. I have an event called Super Sunday, and it's we have it every 4 weeks. So once a month. No, once every 3 months, I should say. Ignore what I just said. I'm losing my mind. No, once every 3 months we have it. So it's quarterly. I bring the iPod there. iPad, I should say. I'm getting all this mixed up. I bring the iPad there sometimes, load up a film and let them watch a film. The films nowadays are generally 2 hours and it's a 2-hour event. So it takes them right up to the edge. So now I'm going to be calling it a day. And yeah, I've got a lot off my chest. You know, doing this podcast, I always get things off my chest. And there's so much off my chest right now. I hope my voice went too croaky for you because I'm kind of like about 90% there now, maybe 95% there. But listen up, I'm going to see you next time. And hopefully that will be next week. Take care. And if you're an adult, take on board what I'm saying. If you're a child, a teenager, whoever, still take on board what I'm saying because it's all good stuff. Love you all. See you next time.